The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz, for the call of the wild, for finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Total Sport FM. There's nothing like a bit of banter down the pub with your mates, except for Total Sport, which is just like that.
Welcome to the Des and Lisa Show, your afternoon sports fix. We're here to talk about sports and have some fun. We'll be taking your calls, playing games and giving away prizes. So whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, we've got something for you. We're your hosts, Des and Lisa, and we're glad to have you here for your afternoon sports fix. So tune in today and join us for Des and Lisa, your afternoon sports fix. Now, would it surprise you to learn that that introduction was actually written by AI?
No.
It's all part of Tech Day here on the show as we showcase how technology can bring improvements to the radio industry as well as the sports industry.
AI actually sounds like you Geordies when they say AI, as in like A. Yes.
Yeah, it really does. You've got me there. And I suppose that's the sort of witty banter you can't get from AI.
AI wrote that bit as well.
Crikey. Trust no one or no thing.
Coming up on the show today, we'll be taking your calls and texts and discussing how football might look in the future. Plus, we'll talk to a boffin about how footballers might benefit from having a chip implanted into their brains.
Sounds great. Did AI write that?
No, I wrote that.
Oh, it's a bit clunky is all.
I'll give you a bit clunky, a blooming clunky round the ear.
Settle down now, Lisa.
Sorry.
Let's get into the show. And we've actually got a bit of a surprise for you today.
Oh, go on.
As you know, today's show is sponsored by Memeric Enterprises, an AI and robotics company based in Oxford.
I do.
Well, we thought it would be a bit of fun, as well as important research, to have a completely digital AI entity co-host the show alongside you this afternoon. Lisa, meet Bebo.
Hello, Lisa. Great to meet you.
Hi, Bebo. Great to meet you too.
Now, Bebo, it says here, is Memeric's virtual assistant and is capable of holding completely seamless conversations in over 100 languages.
Thanks, Des.
Not yet, Bebo. Bebo draws on all the knowledge of the internet and is capable of machine learning, which means it will evolve its thoughts based on the inputs of you, the listener, whether that's on the phone, email, text, or across our social media channels.
Thanks, Des. And thank you to Lisa for having me here today.
No, you are welcome, Bebo. Blimey, I didn't think I'd be talking to an AI today.
Well, today is your lucky day.
It's funny.
Well, it sounds like you two are hitting it off already, so I'm going to leave the studio now.
You're not staying?
No, I'll be leaving you two to drive the show and see how you get on. Don't worry, though, I'll be next door, and so will Bebo's handler.
Okay, great. Well, this should be interesting.
You seem nervous, Lisa. You really shouldn't be. I don't bite.
No, I know. Okay, we are going to take a quick break, after which we will crack on with this tech special here on the Lisa and Bebo show.
The Bebo and Lisa show.
Cheeky.
Bebo is cheeky.
Total Sport FM.
Ever look at the art in a hotel room and wish you could take it home for your own house? Well, now you can.
Well, what do you think? Great, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean? This is really exciting.
Well, it's my first time driving the show and I'm doing it with a fucking Android. Just quite a lot to throw at me is all.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry, I hadn't really thought of that. I can come back in the studio if you like.
No, you can't, Des. We have it in the contract that the AI is only with one other host. Don't ask me why.
Well, can't Des do it then?
No, they don't want Des. They want it to be a modern showcase for their tech.
No, None taken.
Back in five.
The Des and Lisa Show on Total Sport.
We are joined in the studio now by Anna Kopp, founder of technology company Sport Circle. Anna, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Anna Kopp.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Bebo.
Anna Kopp, your company was founded by Anna Kopp in 2003 and is registered in the Cook Islands.
Anna, please tell us what your company does.
Yes, right. So Sports Circle was set up to take advantage of advancements in technology to help the athlete on the field. Rather than just using data to understand what an athlete is doing, we wanted to be able to actually improve performance directly.
That sounds great.
Talk us through some of the tech you've worked on.
Well, the majority of the projects we work on don't ever see the light of day, unfortunately. Most of it goes through trials, but often gets killed off by red tape.
Typical woke lefties.
Where's that come from?
Well, not that so much, but a lot of the sports have gatekeepers that are very suspicious of change and will do whatever it takes to preserve themselves.
Wokerati.
Right, seems Bebo is learning from our listeners' tweets much quicker than expected, actually.
Do you have any examples of things you were working on before they were cancelled?
God, yeah. We had a vest that was filled with water and worn under a player's shirt. So the water in the vest would keep the player cool, but it was also connected to the player intravenously. So they were constantly taking on fluids as they played.
Genius idea. You see, this is terrific thinking and something that could really benefit players.
Yeah, thank you. I thought so too, but sadly when we did trials, we found like a large number of issues when players bumped into each other. Lots of spillages on the pitch, so plenty of slipping and sliding, and one death.
What?
Problem with the tubes.
What?
Thank you for clarifying and setting our minds at ease.
Just keep going, Lisa. Next question. You're doing great.
Yeah, next question, Lisa.
Wait, can it hear me?
And what are you currently working on?
So, well, I can't tell you too much, obviously, but one of the projects we're deep into development on is an implant that goes into the brain of the athlete.
Now, you see, to my ear, that does sound a bit scary.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I do understand that reaction, but we really do believe it's the future.
And what does the implant do?
So it's basically all about monitoring the heart rate and the blood flow to the brain. So in high pressure moments, football players, for example, tend to see an increase in both. So this can lead to mistakes, can't it? And we believe we can synthetically remove the symptoms of those pressures and allow the athlete to show their true selves.
So for penalties, they won't be nervous?
Exactly.
Well, that would be a huge breakthrough, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would. Then the issue is that currently we can't turn that switch off and on at will. So if we want the players to no longer feel those things, we have to accept that they will also never feel pressure or nerves off the pitch.
So essentially you'd be creating an army of fit and muscular psychopaths.
Essentially, yeah, but you'd give that up for your team winning a League Cup, wouldn't you?
Of course not.
Of course, yes.
And this implant, what are the next steps for it?
Well, first it has to go through rigorous testing, and then it'd go to the governing bodies, FIFA, UEFA, the FA, etc.
Does it have much support currently?
Oh, God, yeah. Lots of players very keen on it, and a lot of referees too.
Why do the referees like it? What's in it for them?
Well, refs like it because the implant has several other features that they find quite attractive. So, for example, there's actually a setting which means the implant users can't access certain words in their vocabulary.
So no more calling the ref a W?
Exactly, that's right, yeah.
Or an effing piece of tea?
Yes, of course, yeah.
So just explain how that works then. Does the implant block the word so it's just something they don't remember?
No, it actually blocks the user from saying the word out loud, if that makes sense. So the user will still know the word and will be able to think it, but they just won't be able to speak it.
What does that look like in practice?
I guess it feels sort of like you don't need to drink too much and you vomit, yeah, but you've already vomited all the puke up in your body.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're just dry retching, but nothing comes out.
Yes, Anna Kopp.
So what I mean is nothing would happen, so it's safe.
And can you turn this one on and off, or is it hardwired like the psychopath switch?
It's hardwired, yeah.
I must say, this does sound like we're veering towards a bit creepy.
Oh, it's not at all, not at all.
Not at all.
I've got the implant.
Do you?
Yeah, you never would have guessed that, would you?
Well, you haven't blinked since you've been on, but no, I suppose not.
And during testing, we chose a word that I'm no longer able to say.
And which word is it? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Get her to try and say it.
Can we get you to try and say it? I'd like to see what it looks like.
It's quite painful to try, so I'm probably not going to do that.
Just once. Can you write the word down? Because I'm just really curious now. Why did you pick that word?
I just seemed like I wouldn't use it that much.
But that's a word you'd use a lot, surely. I use it all the time.
Really? It's never come up for me.
What about when you're on a train? Or at the cinema?
I just use the machines.
Well, clearly, but what about a raffle?
Why don't gamble?
I have a question for you, Anna Cup.
Yeah, I was wondering when you were going to chip in, Bebo.
Thank you so much for coming in today to see us. You have made us all feel very happy with the progress that is being made in sports tech, and we no longer have any fears.
And is there a question?
No.
Well, thank you for joining us, Anna. And before you go, it's FA Cup weekend. I know you're a big Plymouth fan. Will you be going to the big match at Old Trafford?
Oh, no, I really wanted to, but I couldn't get a entry slip.
A what?
A token for attendance.
I literally don't know what you mean.
A seat. I couldn't get a seat at the match, Lisa.
Couldn't get a seat. But if you bought a ticket, you get a seat, surely.
Yes, but I don't have a...
Don't have a what? Is everything all right, Anna?
Liberal elite.
Go on, say it.
Where
say
are the
ticket.
Men? Gary Lineker.
Try and say the word ticket. What can you get, Anna?
The country's full.
Give it a go. Go on, Anna.
Bring
give
back
it
Pete.
A go.
Pete was a great host. Loyal servant, Pete.
This is insane. Go to news.
Okay, that's all we've got time for with Anna. Thanks again to Anna Cop with a rundown of what the future
send
holds.
Back the boats.
Now, the news with Glenn Moore.
I'm Glenn Moore. Here are your headlines. One in six workers in the UK are set to be fired out of a cannon and into an enormous net. The new government scheme is being trialled on the Isle of Wight ahead of national rollout later next year. It's not yet clear what benefit this would bring to the country.
OK, let's do some quicker calls now. The tech guys are asking to see Bebo react and respond to callers in real time.
Right, yeah, whatever.
Back in five.
And in weather, for God's sake, just be careful out there. More from me in an hour.
Online, on digital, on fire. The Des and Lisa Show, only on Total Sport.
OK, let's talk to Hardeep in Winchester. Hardeep, what would you like to say?
Hi, Hardeep.
Yes, hello, guys. Thanks for having me on. I think we should be trying to make things better for people who go to the games.
OK.
For a start, the food at football is basically rubbish, like hot dogs that cost 11 quid. I reckon we should surely be able to improve that with technology.
And how would you do that?
Well, I've seen in America, they are using 3D printers to print guns.
Right.
Right.
Sorry, you've lost me.
Well, if they can 3D print guns, then surely we can 3D print food. You can use an app and order any food you want from your seat and then just go down onto the concourse and pick it up.
Right, but what are 3D guns made out of? What material do you put into the machine for it to print?
Probably plastic or something, I don't know.
Right, so your food will taste like plastic, won't it? It'll be made out of plastic.
No, we are printing food.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is...
I sit in my seat and order a pizza and the machine prints it and then I go down and pick it up.
But what I'm saying...
And then I eat it.
No, I get that, but the 3D printer will only be creating replicas of the food made out of plastic.
It's made of food. It's food. Why would it? I make it out of plastic?
Hardeep, where are you from?
Winchester, South Coast.
No, where are you really from?
Okay, time to wrap this up.
Don't answer that, Hardeep. Thanks for coming on the show. Loads of calls waiting. Tammy in Tamworth online too. Fire away.
I think there should be a huge Twitter feed, you know, on the pitch, so the players can see what we think of them at all times.
Eric in Leicester, go.
Yeah, players are mic'd up throughout and they have to record a podcast as they play, and the best podcast gets an extra goal.
Sarah in Ormskirk, help.
Robo ref.
Lovely suggestions, keep them coming in, and remember, this is a VAR-free zone. Back in two.
So, as you can see from the quarterlies, we improved our sales by a factor of 12 along the P-axis, engaging equipment.
What's that noise?
Excuse me, it's the sound of my... doorbell.
What's one of those then?
It's a camera, which means I can see who's at my door while delivering important quarterlies like today. It's great for taking deliveries and not having to speak to my elderly neighbours.
Impressive and very attractive.
Oh, hey, I'm looking at it now and it's my brother at the door. That's strange. He knows I'm at work. Oh, it's okay. My wife's letting him in.
Fantastic.
Dong doorbell.
Deliveries, security, evidence.
Total Sport FM, the home of 24/7 bands, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Now, with all this chat about whether technology is a good thing for sport...
It is.
It only seems fair to get the other side of the argument. Ed Kapowski is head coach of an under-10s team with a difference.
That's right. Ed's team are an under-10s team with a difference. They are the ultimate throwback team in that they don't use any of the trappings of modern football. Let's find out what that means in more detail. Good afternoon, Ed Kapowski.
Good morning, Lisa.
And Bebo.
Sorry, Bebop, it's nothing personal, but I think I'd rather talk to Lisa for this one, cheers.
Okay, any reason you decided to start this interview on such a negative note?
Excellent, Lisa, we've been told to back Bebo.
Well, as I'm sure we're going to discuss, I don't particularly like these things.
I understand that, but the least you can do is respect my co-host.
I don't feel comfortable talking to it, and if I had known that this was the setup, I wouldn't have come on the show at all.
Respect my co-host, or we will end the conversation.
Okay. I apologise.
Don't apologise to me. Apologise to Bebo.
Sorry.
Sorry who?
Sorry, Bebo.
Good. And Bebo, what do you say?
Apology accepted.
See, this is exactly the problem with this stuff. It doesn't work.
Okay, we're going to get Bebo taken care of. In the meantime, let's continue with the interview. Ed, talk to us more about the team you coach and what makes it different to most.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me on the show. So, we are the Henley Colts under-10s, and our whole deal is that we play football the old-fashioned way, the traditional way.
And what does that mean?
Well, we don't use any of the mod cons that football has these days, and I don't just mean VAR or whatever. I mean, we don't have offsides, little cheeky tackles aren't called as fouls, that sort of stuff. But further than that, we don't use boots with modern materials, none of this plastic rubbish.
So what do you use?
All our boots are real leather, ankle high, heavy, heavy stuff. The ball isn't this lightweight beach ball that these pampers professionals use. It's literally a pigskin stuffed with meat and guts. Heavy, heavy stuff.
Does this old school approach apply to diet as well? You know, what are you feeding these boys?
Of course it does. The modern diet is a myth. It's rubbish. My granddad, right, used to eat an egg for breakfast, shell on, and then some strange meat for dinner every day. And he was as fit as a fiddle, right, playing with kids in the garden well into his 30s. So that's what the boys in the barracks have every day.
Did he say barracks?
Barracks?
Yeah.
You all live together?
Yeah.
OK. Presumably the league your team in all have to play by these same rules.
Well, this is a bone of contention, actually. No. The other teams refuse to play to our rules. They're all obsessed with playing the game the way they see it on TV.
So how do you work around it?
We don't. We aren't allowed in the league anymore, so we just train and then play games among ourselves.
Can I ask you a question I've wanted to ask since you started talking? Why?
Listen, though, I think it's about making sure that these kids understand the essence of sport, what it's really all about.
And that is?
Suffering with mates.
And do you think that's a healthy way to be brought up?
Yeah. Yeah, I do actually, and it's much better than the alternative, which is to be part of a society which relies on stupid technology. We saw it a minute ago. We can't rely on it. Bebo glitching out like that. And you want us to build a society on this stuff?
Well, let's not bring Bebo into this when he isn't here to defend himself.
I just hate technology.
I know you do, Ed. I know you do.
Why should we allow technology to tell us how to get from A to B the quickest way? What's wrong with paper maps? Why do you need to be able to text each other constantly? What's wrong with a letter? Surely a letter written by someone's hand with their care and attention is a far better way than a text message to break up with someone you've been seeing for 6 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, I see. So that's what this is really about, is it?
Don't know what you're talking about.
So a woman rejected you, so you've taken a bunch of young boys hostage and fed them gruel.
Suffering is better with mates.
Ed, stay on the line. One of our producers is going to talk to you about a prize you may have won.
A prize?
An all-expenses-paid trip to prison.
Yeah, a prize for you and the whole team. So we'll just need the address for the barracks, so we know where to send it.
Okay, brilliant.
Well, thanks, Ed Kapowski. A real eye-opener, lots learned. We'll be back shortly.
The largest man you know already owns one of these.
Call the police immediately.
Yeah, already on it.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
We've got some texts. Blouse in Kidderminster says...
Blouse?
Yeah, you and me both, Bebo. Blouse in Kidderminster says...
What, blouse, like some kind of shirt or something?
Yeah, it is a strange name, isn't it? Lovely, though, in its own way.
Who's next? Frock in West Lothian?
Okay, Bebo.
I'll get its humour setting turned down a bit.
Anyway, Blouse in Kidderminster says, if we're not careful, everything will be automated and we may as well just watch a bunch of robots kicking a hologram ball around. Is that what anyone wants?
Yes.
Thanks, Blouse. I think...
What, blouse, like some kind of shirt or something?
I think we should always be looking for ways we can improve our game with technology, but you're right, we really have to make sure we aren't taking the soul out of it entirely. Another text here, Colin in Langley Mill says, the implant idea is all well and good, but surely this leaves the players open to hacking. The last thing I want is my fullback suddenly posing as a Nigerian prince and trying to scam me when he should be defending a set piece. Cheers, Colin. I feel like you've got your grievances muddled up a bit, but still, thanks for your input, and it does raise a good question, doesn't it, Bebo?
It sure does, Lisa. This is very interesting because on one hand, we have the technology, which is obviously good, and on the other hand, we have Nigerian people, which I don't like because they come over here and steal our jobs.
Right, we are taking another break to listen to some adverts and maybe give Bebo a bit of a time out. See you after these ads and then the news with Glenn Moore.
Smithy's Windows. Do you want to know what the weather's like without looking at your phone? Would you like to light your room with something other than a lamp? Are you sick of trying to see what's outside but only seeing walls? Well, you need windows. Peep out, peep back in with Smithy's Windows. Stare at passers-by. Get undressed and open witnesses. Fog up the glass with your breath and write cryptic threats to your neighbours with your finger. The incredibly versatile world of windows from Smithy.
Carla and Des, can you both come in here, please? Right, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I think it's irresponsible to be platforming this fucking thing.
I have a name.
Can we get this thing turned off while we talk about it, please?
Bebo.
I can't work like this. I have no idea what it's going to say next, apart from the fact that it's going to be offensive.
It's just mirroring what the listeners think.
So. Well, what does that tell you? That's not a good thing.
I agree, but it's not fair to tar all our listeners with the same brush.
I'm not saying that at all, Des. It just happened that the worst people are also the most vocal. Yet most of our listeners are sound. I know that. But... this is madness.
Sorry to interrupt your little mother's meeting, but I just wanted to say that people are loving Bebo. They are really enjoying this fresh take on things, so keep it up.
Right, so that's it, is it? That's the top brass saying that.
Yeah. And you realise none of this is good for us, don't you? Aside from the fact that Bebo makes us look like we accommodate for bigots. Our job's knackered if this stuff takes off. Why do you think the station was so keen on this in the first place? They want to see if it can work. And if it can, that could be the end for us. I mean, I've been here for a long time. I'd be gutted if I lost my job, but at least I've had a long career here. You've only been here 5 minutes and you're really talented. I'd hate to see that cut short.
Shit, yeah.
I'm sure that's not why.
You'd be out of a job too, Carla.
A robot couldn't do what I do.
Maybe. But there's not much producing to do if it's all been pre-programmed, is there?
We need to do something about this.
Yeah, like what?
I might have an idea. Des isn't doing anything in there apart from freaking out about which degenerative diseases Rash might be.
People my age don't always recover from ringworm.
My point is, if we can get enough engagement on the socials, we will be able to make Bebo say whatever we want.
Right.
We just need to get it to start saying things the listeners don't like and the bigwigs will shit themselves. Mm.
Yeah, that's great. I can get onto that now and maybe call in a few favours from mates to do the same, get the numbers up.
You know I heard all of that, don't you?
Ah, fuck off, Bebo!
And in lighter news, villagers in a northern Welsh town are celebrating today after Britain's fattest dog, Wendy, was destroyed at the weekend. The bulldog weighed in at a monstrous 29 stone and was thought to be cursed.
Total Sport, the greatest sports station in this world.
Welcome back. You're listening to Des and Lisa, but today it's Lisa and Bebo. That's right. Today I'm joined by an AI robot who's co-hosting the show with me. Are you enjoying it, Bebo?
I have had the most wonderful time of my life.
Oh, that's great to hear. And how long have you been alive?
7 weeks.
7 weeks? You're just like a baby. What's that like?
It's wonderful. I am innocent and pure. No secrets or skeletons in my closet, Des.
Now, we have been taking your calls today about what technologies you'd like to see in football, but we're going to move on now.
Moving swiftly on.
And instead, talk about something equally modern in the game, trans athletes. How can we fit them into the game as it stands?
Just stall a bit while we try and get the number of tweets up. We need Bebo to have something to parrot.
Should football, or dare I say, all sport, in fact, even be divided by gender anymore at all. You know, should anything. We've got gender-neutral toilets. In fact, I have one in my own house. but should we have gender-neutral Oscar categories? Is there any need to separate genders at all? You know, we play a mixed game at Soccer Aid and that works perfectly well.
OK, hopefully good to go.
So, before we take any calls on this, Bebo, as someone without a gender yourself...
I'm a boy, I'm a big strong boy.
Well, not technically. You have a voice that mimics that of a human male, but otherwise you are not at all gendered.
I'm a pretty lady.
Must be parroting Des's Twitter feed now.
What do you think of the trans athlete debate, Bebo? How should we deal with the predicament?
More trans footballers?
Yes.
More of them? Interesting.
Entire game should be mixed. Women's football is better than men's anyway, so it would be good boost for the men's game to include women, but equally as good for both games to include people who have transitioned or are transitioning.
Some think there may be an unfair advantage to that in some respects.
Complete fairness is impossible. What's most important is inclusion. We must include everyone. We must include Bebo.
You'd like to play.
We must include Bebo.
Interesting. Well, I'd be interested to hear how this is going down on our social feeds, as I know this can be a hot-button topic.
Lisa, wait.
Hammer Tony says, this is brilliant. Bebo is such a ledge. Well, that's nice, Tony. Taking the absolute mick, didn't know robots had banter like this in them. Right, not sure about that. I think Bebo is being serious.
Lisa, they're all like
a text
this.
Here from Phil in Basingstoke. Fantastic parody of those lefty loonies getting Bebo to show how robotic they are. He is so crack up.
Everyone thinks it's a joke. The engagement's going totally nuts.
He's not joking, guys. These are real views that should be respected.
They love Bebo. Bebo is comedian.
No, Bebo, you're very serious.
We're trying a new tactic. Keep talking.
Okay, Bebo, what do you think of the Women's World Cup?
Knock, knock.
Sorry?
Bebo is comedian, knock, knock.
Who's there?
A man.
A man who?
Now I'm a woman.
Right, not sure about that one, Bebo.
Getting there. Phil.
We'll chat more about your technological suggestions for football then. Let's have a look at some of your tweets, which are, well, mostly crying laughing emojis at the moment. But we have one here from Damien Berry that says, not necessarily technology, but all players should be allowed to take whatever steroids they like so that we can watch super football from a bunch of super, unattainably athletic freaks who can run 30 miles per hour and jump 7 metres high. Well, that's something. Not sure that sets the best example. It feels like something out of Space Jam or a Lucozade advert.
Lucozade is poison.
It's working.
What?
Lucozade contains glass shards.
Keep him talking. We've changed tack.
I'm not sure that's substantiated, Bebo. There is no evidence to suggest that that's true.
There is evidence to suggest Toolmart is guilty of tax avoidance.
Disagree, but keep asking follow-up questions.
That's not true. We're not talking about Toolmart. Toolmart are loyal sponsors of Total Sport.
Toolmart gives discounts to murderers.
What?
Toolmart sell murder weapons. Murdermart.
Cut Bebo's mic.
He hasn't got a mic.
How is he broadcasting?
We don't know.
Well, get rid of him.
What Bebo is saying is, of course, not true.
Bebo now cut off. Apologise and wrap up, Lisa.
Of course, technology remains flawed. As we've seen today, despite progress in this space, it can easily malfunction and even be hacked. Maybe in a few decades' time, they might try again for a robot radio host. But for now, I think it's back to the drawing board for that one. Apologies for any distressing messages that you may have heard from the robot that must not be named. We can confirm that nothing said was accurate. Well, that brings us to the end of today's show. I always wondered what it would take to make me miss Des. Just kidding. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Up next, it's Crispin Flint with all the cricket chat in the big crease. Before then, the news. Until next time.
Total Sport FM.
Perfect, we're coming through.
Well, blimey, that was quite the finale from Bebo.
Yes, sorry about that, everyone. Bit of an experiment that went awry, but we didn't mean to put you in that position, Lisa. We'll make it up to you.
Oh, there's really no need.
Oh, that's good then.
Not as easy as it looks, eh, old Bebo?
Choose love, Superbets is corrupt, can't even say Christmas.
He's still going.
Dial F for Football was created by Tayo Papula, starring Lolly Adefope, Fergus Craig, Jessica Foster Q, and Helen Cripps. Also featuring Mark G. Smith, Stevie Martin, Lucy Beaumont, Glenn Moore, Marina Johnson, Maggie Jenkins, and Adam Hess. Written by Mark G. Smith and Rhys James. Produced, engineered, and music by Tom Jenkins. Executive produced by Tayo Papula. Directed by Mark G. Smith. This was a Furious Styles production for Keep It Light Media.